Thies is a very fine writer and performer. Writes comedic material and serious material, all of it wonderful. She's also an open mic host, and she can tell you about her open mic series, which will be starting up in September in Hopkinton. Please give a big welcome to Cheryl Perrault.
Thank you, Jake, and thank you, Ellen. It's wonderful to be here this evening. And Steve Rapson, just want you to know I'm the church lady. Wasn't that special? All right. a little visit back to Saturday Night Live. I couldn't resist. Women are like tea bags. We don't know our strength until we are in hot water. And that's from Eleanor Roosevelt. This piece I wrote and really think of it being about women and resiliency. But in thinking more, I think it is applied to everyone. We all have these jags in life where we go through really hard times. And what is important and what's emphasized in this piece is what gives us support and comfort and restoration and to help us move on, even if it's in something as simple as a cup of tea. I have been drinking cup after cup of this tea, waiting for the comfort to seep into my soul. She thinks this to herself, a young woman of 18 years, ripe beauty plucked from her high school prom, now ripe with her first child. Sitting in her newly married kitchen, yellowed linoleum curling up from the floor, refrigerator humming to the rhythm of her blues. Occasional night creatures strolling by, she tries hard not to see. This is her refuge from her strange new life. Married now, and married and nauseous, she goes to work, a nurse. Day-long job, changing bed sheets, changing bedpans, changing people from beds of the living to beds of the dead. Her young husband works hard, too, mixing colors and chemicals that sometimes get to his head, making him come home and growl more than he means to. She'd like to growl, too, but she can't. She just goes into her kitchen, pours herself a cup of tea, steeps in the comfort, and feels the baby start to move. She's 30 with three children now who are healthy but draining her life juices dry. She feels 80, with most of her young time, young energy, young dreams spent. And the money gets spent, with kids needing glasses and braces for legs and feet, never mind their teeth. The kids full of wild life, sometimes wild anger. And her husband comes home and she has nothing left for him, always feeling beat, never able to sleep well when the lights go dim. So she stumbles into the kitchen night after night, pours herself a cup of tea, feels the comfort pulling her inward, pulling her upward, making her ready to face the coming day. One summer later, they take a family trip, pack the bags to the top of their old beaten Chevy, and they head for the splendor of mountains, fresh air, peace of mind. And the mountains are high, and so are their hopes. And before you know it, the vacation is over, and they're headed home. The dog panting and whining, her husband barking and growling, her kids fighting and whimpering. And as they reach the yard, happy to bark and growl on familiar terrain, A neighbor meets them at the door and breaks the news. Her brother had drowned while they were away, leaving his two young sons. She falls limp, weeping, into her husband's arms. He holds her best he can and tells her, shh. She sees the attempt to comfort, yet feels none there. So she staggers into the kitchen late at night, gets herself a cup of tea, slowly feels the warming of her cup's self-healing as it travels from trembling fingertips to her aching heart. 10 years later, the kids have moved out, the husband has moved on, the divorce is final, the war is over, but there is no victory. She continues working, feeling foreheads, tapping bloodlines, cleaning bedpans, life seeming one empty nest day after another, till she meets a man. He doesn't sweet talk her. He doesn't dote on her aged beauty. He is not terribly handsome, but his face is caring. His smile is warm. They see each other every day after work, dog tired, putting their feet up to watch the TV, curling into each other's sides on the old couch. They get married, enjoying the quiet happiness of 12 good years, until he joins the cancer roster with no hope for cure. He wants to die at home, she wants to nurse him, and so they struggle to face death within the confines of their room. He lying there over-medicated in the familiar, hardly able to speak, no longer able to move. She curling up beside him, seldom sleeping, always hoping to make the morn. And one morning he is gone. Relief and horror flood her at the same time. She tries to calm, not knowing what the hell to do. And then all at once, something steers her across the kitchen floor, sits her down, has her sipping at the bottomless cup, and she listens, waits for direction. Back in the kitchen again, it feels like yesterday. Feeling the fresh pain of life's recent trials, the dull ache of life's old reminders, tasting the familiar pattern of this self-comfort, while drinking and thinking to herself, once again, I have been drinking cup after cup of this tea. Thank you.
Cheryl Perrault, wonderful.